get to use real microscopes, not plastic Kmart specials. It's not bad. Ms. Keene is our teacher. I feel kind of sad for her. She could have been a famous scientist or doctor or something. Instead, she's stuck with us. She has wooden boxes all over the front of the room that she climbs on when she talks to us. If she'd cut back on the donuts, she'd look like a tiny grandmother doll. Instead, she has a gelatinous figure, usually encased in orange polyester. She avoids basketball players. From their perspective, she must look like a basketball. I have a lab partner, David Petrakis. Belongs to the Cyber Genius Clan. He has the potential to be cute when the braces come off. He is so brilliant he makes the teachers nervous. You'd think a kid like that would get beat up a lot, but the bad guys leave him alone. I have to find out his secret. David ignores me mostly, except when I almost ruined the $300 microscope by twisting the knob the wrong way. That was the day Ms. Keene wore a purple dress with bright blue roses. Baffling. They shouldn't let teachers change like that without some kind of early warning alert. It shakes up the students. That dress was all anyone talked about for days. She hasn't worn it since. Student divided by confusion equals algebra. I slide into my desk with 10 minutes left in algebra class. Mr. Stettman stares at my late pass for a long time. I pull out a clean sheet of paper so I can copy the problems off the board.